This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, so no Wayne Allyn Root. My name is Lee Elsie. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you've been along for the ride from the get-go. Our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. I'm sure we can add a call or two in while we have our next guest, ReaganBabe.com. That is the great Megan Barth, who always is on with Wayne. I think she's on Thursday. I think you're on Thursdays, right, Megan?
Yes, I am.
Thursday. All right, well, thank you for coming on Friday. I mean, this is date night. I understand that you probably might have been going out or something.
You're my date tonight, Lee.
Outstanding. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. So listen, I got a lot of things to ask you, and I appreciate you coming on tonight, and I appreciate you running through some of this stuff. So let's start with the bill today. Let's start with your impression on Trump signing this thing. It doesn't seem like many folks on the conservative side are happy, and I'm not. I don't know where you are.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. I think that we had a bunch of appropriators, which is another term for establishment swamp creatures, gather around a table and do deals like they have done historically for the past 30 years. This has Paul Ryan written all over it. It has Mitch McConnell written all over it. It has Nancy Pelosi written all over it. Chuck Schumer, and it's a 2,000-page bill, again, that nobody read, that appropriates billions of dollars for all of their pet projects overseas and on our shores, except for the wall. Yeah, thanks for the one bill. That's all that Trump got, but we got 2,000 pages of garbage.
Okay, then I'll ask you the same question I asked Wayne earlier on tonight, which is, why would he sign it?
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar question, why did he sign it? Because, well, we got, you know, I wasn't supposed to get anything or that 1.5 or 3.5, whatever it is. I don't know if he's getting bad advice from Mick Mulvaney and some others in the swamp, but if you want to drain it, I suggest that keep going back to the swamp. I think there could have been other areas by which he could have taken money from, like he's doing by declaring a national emergency. If he's going to declare a national emergency, why sign the bill? If you can get $6 billion from declaring a national emergency, why take the 2,000 pages that no one has read? This tells me that nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. They are still going to serve up the same crap that they've been serving up to the American public for 30 years. We've been talking about a wall since 1986. Reagan was promised a wall. He never got one. And so the swamp is still doing deals to protect the swamp and literally set this man up. And so I don't know if he's getting bad advice. I don't know if it's from Mercedes Schlapp. I don't know if it's from Kellyanne Conway. I don't know if it's from Mick Mulvaney. But whoever's given him the advice, it's the wrong advice, because there are plenty of people now, like you and I, and perhaps Wayne and others, that simply we can't wrap our mind around it. Why sign it? It's just a bunch of garbage.
I said the exact same thing earlier today. I said this really doesn't make a lot of sense, because like you had just said, he could have just declared the emergency declaration and gotten just about everything without having his fingerprints on this bad bill. And even within the bill where he's getting this pittance of money, there are things in there that basically, I would be hell-bent against, like the detention space is being reduced. So now you've got the potential doubling also of low-skill workers coming in. So we don't need any of that. And those are just a couple things off the top of my head that are out there. Part of this bill, which, like you said, the poison pill, and those are poison pills within something that he actually got. So I don't get it. And, you know, the thing with Trump is, and I've always said this, here's a guy with really nothing to lose. He is a billionaire. He is one of the most notable, well, he is the most popular person on the planet. He's the most well-known person, maybe popular is the wrong word, the most well-known person on the planet. And his job was supposed to drain the swamp. And I guess I'm disappointed that it seems like sometimes, Megan, he kind of wants to go along to get along. Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. we had go along for, to get along for 30 plus years. That's got us the mess that we're in now. And so when you tap people, these appropriators, people like Senator Shelby, who's been around for longer than a dinosaur fossil that you can find, he's responsible for giving us the mess we're in. The other appropriators are responsible for giving us the mess we're in. And the last time we passed a bill that we didn't read and we had to find out what was in it was Obamacare. Donald Trump promised us that he would not sign another Ryan-esque omnibus, and that's what he did today. He signed another Ryan-esque omnibus because the Republicans have zero interest in being conservative. They have every interest in protecting their power. That is why Donald Trump was elected. We wanted to basically put an A-bomb in the middle of the swamp to drain it. But obviously the president does not have enough power on his own, and he's surrounded by the vipers protecting their own. How do you send the same people responsible for the mess to a private room to fix the mess? That's Washington, D.C.
Megan Barth is with us, co-chair of Red Wave America, and again, ReaganBabe.com, that great website. You can go to that and check out some of the stuff. So, again, we're on the same page. Ann Coulter pretty much hit him pretty hard today. What did you think about that?
I actually was listening to her on a station out of Baltimore. I saw her tweet, so I jumped on to listen to her. She's apoplectic. She's been apoplectic, and I don't blame her. Building the wall was one facet, as you said, of his promise, his campaign promise. The other was during the swamp. Right after her interview, Larry O'Connor had interviewed Mercedes Schlapp, and Mercedes Schlapp was doing the same old song and dance. And he actually posed some of the questions that Coulter had as far as, well, what if these unaccompanied minors or these family units come across, like they have been doing, and claim asylum? Won't this increase it? Doesn't this bill allow, you know, more and more families? Isn't this a magnet for more families and perhaps human trafficking? And Mercedes Schlapp just danced around it. Oh, no, you know, DHS has promised us. This is just a bunch of crap. You know, quite frankly, DHS can promise us the moon and back, but the fact is that we have 1,800 illegal aliens crossing our borders on a daily basis, and we haven't done anything about it. And here we are looking at tens of billions of dollars a year, hundreds of billions of dollars a year that we are spending on a national level on illegal aliens who have no right to be here. Do you know how much it costs per citizen to take care of an illegal alien, according to the latest figures I saw? $70,000. That's what it costs us. $70,000 to take care of someone who has no right to be here. And so the Democrats have become a party of protecting illegal aliens. They've become a party of open borders. And I guess the Republicans are that party, too. So Donald Trump is going to have to distinguish himself either as a conservative and get away from the swamp, or he's going to do deals and he'll lose in 2020. Because moderates lose national elections.
I'm glad that you mentioned that number of 1,800 illegals who cross every single day, because I think that gets lost in the shuffle. People don't realize how many people actually try to cross every single day and how many actually get through. We're all focused on these caravans, but the caravans are just, you know, glorified folks who kind of come through every single day. People don't realize the numbers, the sheer numbers of folks who sneak across the border. So let me ask you this. Me and you and Wayne and some of the other folks out there who would consider ourselves very conservative, we're not happy. What about Trump's base today? What are they saying?
You know, I'm on a radio show every morning, 2 hours every morning in northern Nevada, and that's pretty much Trump country. We get swallowed up by Clark County down here in southern Nevada. But they're not very happy either. I think that there are some in the base that will go along. I mean, if I have the choice between what, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump in 2020, yeah, I'm voting for Donald Trump, okay?
Right.
But we shouldn't have to pick the less of two evils anymore. Donald Trump should be leading his base away from the swamp and away from these horrible deals, like these 2,000-page bills that no one reads. I mean, at least we should have, if we have to, and it's unbelievable that we don't, that if a bill is drafted, it has to be at least a week until it's passed, so people and their aides have, congressmen and their aides at least have a chance to read the damn bill.
Right.
But I think the base is a little bit rattled, and I think this has split the base a little bit, and I think the Democrats are really happy about it. Very happy about it, because this is what they want to do. If they can't divide the country, they'll divide the Republican Party. And so we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. I think immigration, and I've said this from day one, is going to be the number one issue, illegal immigration, for this next 2020 election. And so perhaps, you know, Donald Trump has a much greater plan that he wants to, you know, use fixing immigration laws and getting more conservatives in the chambers than we have right now. I mean, really, the only people fighting on our behalf in the chamber is the Freedom Caucus. And you can basically fit the Freedom Caucus into a small classroom, right, if you're lucky.
You know, and it's not anger, I don't think. I do, you know, a show every single day. I do a four-hour morning show every single day, and it's not anger. They're not mad. I didn't sense anger today for most of the folks who are calling in. They're disappointed. They're
right.
Disappointed because part of this deal was drain a swamp, and part of this deal was build a wall. And so far, he has really not done either.
Well, and don't forget, lock her up.
And lock her up, of course, and lock her up. Sure, I agree with that. Yeah, but, I mean, would you agree that it's disappointment, not anger?
Yeah, no, I didn't take any calls from people today that were angry.
Right.
I myself wasn't angry. I was just sorely disappointed that here we go again.
Right.
You know, I had elected Donald Trump to be the agent of change. And unfortunately, he does not have many agents around him to help him out. I would say that most of the people around him are tied to the powers of D.C., which work against the American people.
All right. Listen, you want to stay around? Can you stay for one more segment?
I sure can.
That'd be fabulous. All right, so Megan Barth is going to stay with us through the break. We'll come back. I want to ask her some questions about the Empire Store. I want to ask her about AOC and the Green Deal. I'd like to talk to her a little bit, too, about the shooting in Vegas and get an update as far as all that goes, since those of us here on the East Coast don't get a chance to actually look into that or hear about that as often as we probably should, the biggest mass shooting in the history. Plus, we got another shooting today. We can get into that a little bit as well. Once again, I'm Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and the show is War Now. We'll be back.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. You know, just take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold
Grand Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
No Wayne Allen Root tonight. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, special guest, joining us for two segments. Two segments. The great Megan Barth from RadiantBabe.com. And folks are actually weighing in on this, Megan. And Tom out there in Minnesota writes into me. He says it's a big chess game as far as what Trump did, a GOP lobbyist, there's political support groups, and Mitch McConnell. I don't know what all that means. But anyway, he says that it's another chess game. I don't know if I'm on board with that analogy anymore, right?
Yeah, no. I'm tired of chess, quite frankly. well, we've been playing chess for 2 years. It's time to lock and load, okay, and unload the chamber is really lock, load, and then unload. I would not have signed a deal that no one had read. And that's just
that.
Me. Because if you're going to change Washington, you have to start somewhere. And I probably would have dug my heels in the ground and said, you know what, until you folks read this, I'm not signing it. And that would have given us another week. Now, tell me why we need 2,000 pages to save 800,000 non-essential employees. He could have easily done an extended CR to make sure that those 800,000 bloated non-essential employees kept going to work. Okay, they're guaranteed jobs that no one else has. Do you know the last time during the 35-day partial government shutdown that there were actual articles printed that I was reading on the radio that the government employees started to look for jobs in the private sector? Oh, my God, what a concept, going to work in the private sector where your job isn't guaranteed or your pension.
Right. Well, listen, switch gears from that for just a couple minutes. We'll go to a couple things that are going on in your former backyard in Aurora, right? So we had another shooting, another terrible shooting. But you're from there, or at least you used to live near there, right?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Elgin, Illinois. I used to work in Aurora. grew up around the Northwest Chicagoland area. Another shooting outside of Chicago or in Chicago. You know, this is making national news. Well, why isn't the homicides in Chicago that happen every day making national news? The thing I go to every day to check up on Chicago is a website called HeyJackass.com. And that is a running total of how many homicides, shootings, and stabbings that go on in the city. To date, shot and killed 12, shot and wounded 62, total shot 74, total homicides 15. I'm not hearing the outrage that's coming from the left about the shootings in Chicago, but I haven't gotten any latest information on Aurora. Anytime, obviously, there's a shooting, especially in a suburb, it's going to get much larger news than perhaps the rampant homicides or hate crimes or hoax hate crimes that are going on in the city of Chicago.
That's a good point. I mean, this is an average everyday Thursday night in Chicago, right? And you got five dead and five wounded. You've got a, you know, that's an average night in Chicago. You're 100% right about that. All right, let me ask you about this Empire star, Smollett. What do you deduce from this nonsense?
Well, being that I am from, you know, the outskirts of Chicago, been to the city plenty of times, familiar with the area that he was walking along with his Subway sandwich with a noose hanging around his neck. The first thing I said was, okay, people in Chicago don't go out in sub-zero temperatures unless the Bears are playing. They are usually inside during sub-zero temperatures, and we certainly aren't walking around some Wrigley Field neighborhood carrying a noose and bleach. I mean, that's just, that never happens. It's not like those are survival pieces of equipment in order to, defend ourselves from the polar vortex.
Right.
So all of it stunk. But then, of course, you have Hollywood and Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris and all the other race baiters on the left and the politicians coming to his defense and calling him a victim. They should have called him alleged victim. But see, his story fits the narrative that all Trump supporters are racist, that we're all homophobes. So the mainstream media in Hollywood ran with this story without having any facts whatsoever, without the investigation being completed. And I doubt that we are going to have anyone retract their smear tweet campaign that they've been carrying on for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
What if I told you he's going to be a bigger star when it's all said and done? You watch. Mark my words. He'll go on Oprah. He'll go on Ellen. He'll tell a story. He'll come clean. He'll cry, and people will love him more. You watch.
Well, I hope he does it from prison. Maybe he can get some soap on a rope.
Megan Barth, Reagan, ReaganBabe.com. Megan, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mike.
All right, have a great day. Got a feeling that he's actually experienced soap on a rope before, but that's just me. 833-927-825. Not me, but that's just me. Never mind. Let me get to a break. Ew. USA Radio Network, War Now. We'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
War Now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Five people were killed in a factory shooting in Aurora, Illinois. At least four police officers were also injured, and the shooter, identified as Gary Martin, is also dead. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on the shooting.
I want to begin by acknowledging the amazing work of the Aurora Police Department and Chief Zeman. You rushed toward danger, and in doing that, you saved countless lives. And you represent the very best of what it means to protect our communities and to serve our communities.
President Trump declares a national emergency to build a wall along the southern border. Outside the White House, President Trump tells you why.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillow and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Alan Root tonight. He's got the night off. Actually had last night off and tonight off. I am your fill-in host whenever Wayne takes a few days off. It's me. My name is Lee Elsie. This is the USA Radio Network. My email address, if you want to send me a message while I talk to our next guest, is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. This is the first time I've gotten a chance to talk to Lowell Ponte, and he's got a book out called, well, it's a book that's called Money, Morality, and the Machine. Lowell, good afternoon. Actually, it's good evening now for where I am. How are you today?
Hey, it is a pleasure to be with you. Bless your heart. You're even better looking than Wayne Root, if it's
Well, you must have an old picture then in front of you, because as I get older, it gets a little bit worse every single day. And listen, thanks for coming on today. So you want to talk a little bit about Elizabeth Warren and sort of the redistribution of wealth and the Robin Hood effect. Give me a little background on your thoughts on her.
Oh, well, she is typical of the Democrat candidates now. Elizabeth Warren, who is 69 and is fighting to maintain control as the progressive candidate,
right,
not being taken over by this young socialist who's 40 years younger than she is. But she has signed on immediately to the Green New Deal of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a deal that called for replacing airplanes with railroads, banishing most cars, outlawing fossil fuels and nuclear power, retrofitting every building in America, and giving a guaranteed income for those unable or unwilling to work. By the way, in fairness, as we talk about, as Craig Smith and I talk about in Money, Morality, and the Machine, that offer, which leftists have been pushing now for the better part of a decade, a guaranteed income, is not just supported by leftists. It also has a very ardent supporter in Charles Murray, libertarian at the American Enterprise Institute, who says it has one good thing about it, and that is, as starting with Lyndon Johnson, the poor were only given about 10 cents out of every dollar the government allocated to help the poor. The other 90 cents were used by who? By the bureaucracy. The welfare bureaucracy, including the social workers, the $100,000 a year political appointees, and so on. So they got most of the money, and therefore they had to keep the poor poor to justify their getting most of the money. Well, said Charles Murray, let's double the amount we give to the poor. Let's give them 20 cents of every dollar, but then let's cut out all the middlemen. Let's just make giving them the money the whole thing.
Right.
And that makes sense.
Well, sure it does. Yeah. Okay. But well, let me ask, because I'm fearful of something, and in a conversation, a roundtable conversation today here at our home office radio station, it seems to me there are a lot more people, and I know I think you're more sarcastic in what you're saying, is, but there are more people who are coming on board with that socialistic type idea. So I know myself and you probably look at it as a pie in the sky, or at least one time said that's just not going to happen here in this country. Don't you think more people every single day are coming aboard because they like the idea of getting something for nothing?
Well, sure. And what have we... That's, by the way, something that's always been there. I mean, there was a French political scientist more than 100 years ago who said government is essentially the philosophy that everyone can live at the expense of everyone else. But what we forget is that government lives at the expense of all of us and just keeps getting bigger. From this, the money that's taken from the rich does not go to the poor very much. It actually goes to the government.
Right.
And so the government keeps growing. And this is part of what Elizabeth Warren advocates. She not only wants a wealth tax, not just an income tax,
right,
but a tax on everything you've got. She also favors the Accountable Capitalism Act, which she authored, the essence of which is really rich corporations, that is $1 billion or more in revenue, will all be required to have a government charter. And as part of that charter, they not only have to show good faith and cooperate with their shareholders and their employees, they also have to support what are called stakeholders. This term is never really defined in the law, but it's clear stakeholders means environmental activists, racial justice activists, community activists, and so on. It means radicals floating out there. And if the company does not show great cooperation and funding for such activities, then the company is going to suddenly be at risk of losing its charter and its ability to do business. This is the same Elizabeth Warren, by the way, who concocted the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, one of the strangest bureaucracies our government has ever had, because it has all the power of a government bureaucracy to do things, to do destruction, but it is not funded by Congress. It is funded by the Federal Reserve, and accordingly, no elected representative has any purse-string control over it. It can just run amok, and voters have no way to get back at it.
Who's in charge of that?
Well, right now, Mulvaney was in charge of that. I think he still technically is.
Okay.
But the point is, it was a very destructive kind of entity, and she was the author, the concept developer of this. Of course, she also is, you know, most Democrats today wear blackface, but she wears redface. She has played Native American, and as a result, made millions of dollars from Harvard University by holding down a position, a professoriate, that was basically intended for a genuine minority Native American and American Indian.
Right.
She stole that. And she has never offered to give back a penny of the millions of dollars she made. That's Elizabeth Warren. She also, interestingly, introduced her candidacy days ago in Lawrence, Massachusetts, where there was a famous 1912 strike of textile workers. The only thing is, I'm a student of those kinds of strikes. And guess what? That was a strike where the AFL representative of the United Textile Workers was shoved out of the way by representatives of the industrial workers of the world, the IWW, the half-anarchist, half-socialist wobblies. It took over their strike. It did force some concessions from companies for them. But then, when they did not show that they were going to be truly devoted to working-class radicalism and destroying capitalism, it just abandoned the workers and let them lose all their concessions. In other words, it was an example of labor unions wrecking working people. And this is what Elizabeth Warren embraced. But, of course, the media doesn't tell people that.
No, well, that's, and I was going to ask you that question next. Lowell Ponte is our guest again. The book he's written, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Is there a website attached to that? Before we get too long, I don't want to
Oh, well, if people would like a copy of it,
yeah,
you can get an absolute free and postpaid copy. You don't have to pay $20 to Jeff Bezos. You don't have to support his divorce action at Amazon. But just call 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And Craig and I will be happy to send you a postpaid copy. It will not cost you a penny. Why do we do this? Because, like the Blues Brothers, this is our mission from God. This is protecting your children and grandchildren from all the deceptive tricks the government is playing on you. We've written 7 books. This is our 7th. Laying out just how false and deceptive the whole economic political structure is. And it's truly horrifying when you see it all together.
I knew I liked you. That was the quote I used in my yearbook, believe it or not. I'm on a mission from God. How about that? See? I knew I liked you for some reason.
You see, I'm intuiting the enormous thought energy you have created here. And so what do we have now? We have Donald Trump fighting for the wall with executive power. Remember, Donald Trump was elected by the media. As the New York Times admitted, the liberal media gave Donald Trump $2 billion, with a B, $2 billion worth of free airtime because they thought he'd be the easiest candidate for Hillary Clinton to beat. And they were wrong. Now they realize that Donald Trump is in office and must be brought down. Why? Because he has recognized, as Trumpzilla, that for decades the liberals have been planting in the law code between 100 and 130 provisions of hyper-executive power that would allow someday a progressive president just to invoke all of it at once and establish a dictatorship of the proletariat. But it's now in Donald Trump's hands.
Right.
And he can use it to destroy what they're doing. And this is not good. And so we see their panic over his beginning to invoke such power to get the wall built. A wall that, of course, is the very essence of the Obamamander, which was the greatest political act of recent times. Barack Obama redrew the whole southern boundary of the U.S. to, for voters' sake, include all of Mexico and half of Central America. That's a phenomenal gerrymander for getting new voters in for the Democrats. And, of course, Republicans, a lot of them, go along because that's what the Chamber of Commerce wants. So what's happened? The wall may get built, Beto O'Rourke has just declared that he isn't content to stop more wall from being built. He wants to tear down every foot of wall that already has been built. And by the way, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, as of this afternoon, had just joined him.
Right.
They want to tear the wall down. So we have a pure choice for the American people. Here's the side that wants more wall. Here's the side that wants no border whatever. Which do you prefer?
Well, are you nervous, though, that the left-leaning media is so in everybody's head? Because it's the dumbing down of America. You know that. There are so many low-information voters out there. Are you afraid that they're going to get brainwashed? And if so, who's the most dangerous candidate to go against Trump?
Oh, well, the millennial generation has already been shown to have up to 6 fewer IQ points than generations before it. That's why a third of them are still living at home with mom and dad in basement. And, of course, as such, they're not really earning money. They're not really paying taxes. They just stay at home watching MSNBC, oh, by the way, which stands for Marxist Socialist, NBC, or CNN, and living happily ever after.
Lo Ponte, you're fantastic. I wish I had more time. I got to run. Thank you, sir. One more time, the book is Money, Morality, and the Machine. I'll talk to you next time, sir. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network in War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, so once again, no Wayne Allen Root. My name is Lee Elsie. I am honored and privileged to get a chance to fill in for Wayne these couple of days. Actually, I think it's the last 20 days. I think I'm at the 20-day mark as far as filling in overall for shows on the USA Radio Network, and I love every single second of it. The show is War Now, and once again, if you want to try to call in, maybe we can squeeze in real quick, 833-WAR-TALK. But I could not let Lowell Ponte go, because he's just too smart. So rather than sort of send him off into the dead of night, we decided to keep him for the final segment, because I wanted to ask him a question. He's written a book, by the way, Money, Morality, and the Machine, so you can go check that out. He gave you a phone number. We'll give him a chance to give that again if you want to get that book for free. But Lowell, let me ask you, because in all seriousness, I know we're having some fun off the air, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the flavor of the month, and everyone loves her, and she's, you know, this wonderful, super great spirit, green spirit, etc. But, you know, to me, the dangerous one is Omar. What do you think of that?
Oh, well, Omar is certainly dangerous in that she's a virulent anti-Semite, more virulent than anyone else who's ever been in Congress. A few days ago, she attacked our ambassador, in effect, to Venezuela, for example. Elliot Abrams, longtime veteran political analyst and expert and so on. And she attacks him as being a liar. And then she does not give him a chance to respond to her remarks. Now, this is happening before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Understand, someone like her shouldn't, as a neophyte congresswoman, shouldn't even be on a committee that important. This is a woman who has made clear she wants to see Israel destroyed. Do you literally want such a person on the Foreign Affairs Committee of the House of Representatives? She's also on the Budget Committee. These are committees she shouldn't even be on. But in any event, she attacks Elliot Abrams. Who is Elliot Abrams? Among other things, he's Jewish. She is literally attacking and smearing a Jewish American as an Arab herself, as a Muslim. Or a Somali, I guess one should say. And I just found it outrageous that she would do such a thing. At the very least, the committee chairman should have stepped in and said, for goodness sake, of course Elliot Abrams will be allowed to answer this libel on his character, this slander. But no, he was not allowed to. And which leads us to wonder, why in the world would Nancy Pelosi even assign such a person to such an important committee. But she did. And I mean, this unfortunately is the trend the Democratic Party has been following for a long time. Go back to 1984 or 88, which was it, when Jesse Jackson was making a major run for president. And the person running his campaign was the head of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, notorious anti-Semite. And a number of Democrats went up to the chair and said, we would like to just vote on adding this one provision to the platform of the Democratic Party. We would like a statement, the Democratic Party repudiates all anti-Semitism. That was the whole thing. They were not allowed to vote on it. They were not allowed to include it in the platform because no one wanted to offend Louis Farrakhan. And of course, this has been true, well, for example, when our former Secretary of State, what's his name, was running for Massachusetts, Kerry, he met with Muslims in Michigan. There are a lot of Muslims are there, of course, because Henry Ford, another anti-Semite, brought Muslims by the thousands to work in his car factories from Syria, from Iraq, and so on. So a population has built up there, and Kerry lectured them on how Israel was evil to build the wall, and their wall should be torn down, much as they're talking about tearing down America's wall now. And so these people do supply a great deal of money to the Democratic Party. Kerry was getting millions and millions and millions of dollars from Iran, for example, through intermediaries that I documented at the time at Front Page Mag, David Horowitz magazine. And it's just spooky as heck to see what's happening, how parties are being taken over by alien views. And these are profoundly hostile anti-American views. By the way, the Communist Party is celebrating its 100th anniversary.
How fabulous.
This year. It's significant because starting in 1988, the Communist Party USA ceased to run its own candidates. They don't run a presidential or vice presidential candidate
right.
anymore. They simply endorse the Democrat. They do, seriously.
Yeah.
And as such, they make you wonder just how far to the left has the Democratic Party gone that it can win the happy endorsement of the Communist Party USA. I'm not saying that Hillary Clinton, for example, sought out communist endorsement. I doubt that she did, but I didn't hear her repudiate it either.
Do you think anyone in the top echelon, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, do you think they fear these younger kids who are involved? And we only got about 30 seconds.
I think they believe that those younger kids are going to empower them. That this is a generation. Starting this year, there are now as many millennials as there are baby boomers in America. And from now on, they will be the dominant generation for probably 15, 20 years. That is a scary thought.
I got to run. Listen, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Thanks for sticking around for the extra break. Fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm a better person.
To get it, 800-630-1492 is the number.
Fantastic. Happy birthday, the 28th. Your birthday, early birthday. So happy birthday. We'll give you that shout out. We got to go. Chris, thank you very much for pushing all the buttons. You did a fabulous job. Wayne, thank you for coming on. Doc Foley, Megan Barth, and again, Lowell, you guys did a great job. And Dr. Murray Sabin in the first hour. You guys have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.